6 years.
Yeah, you don't have to come in for the big six any longer, see. In fact, the more in demand you are, the more experience you have, the easier, you know, you can really drive a bargain these days. You know, which is the reason we need the bonus increase.
Tell you what, Tim, since we're not off the record anyway, unless it might be picking up on the air. I'd have another.
Okay.
So we'll carry the Senate Bill 404 and 405 over, both of them, to the next meeting, which is Tuesday the 25th. And in the meantime, we'll work up the necessary committee substitutes. And thank you very much, Ken, Dick. And we've got one more responsibility here, and see, we have our good standby at hand over there. Occupational License Division Director. You want to check and see all stations on, Fred? Haven't given us up. Impressive with the fact we work long hours down here.
What bill are you going to be taking down? Collection
Agency. I don't think we have very many testifying.
This is Junior at All Sites. We're going to be getting a Collection Agency now. Are there any sites who have witnesses to testify on the Collection Agency?
This is Van Anchorage, and yes, we do.
All right, is there anyone else?
This is Marcilla, yes, we do.
Anyone else?
I assume not. Thank you, Fred, the moderator. Let us take Anchorage first. Barbara, go ahead with the first one to testify. Over. Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, Senator Bradley, and the rest of your organization there. It's been a very informative afternoon. I've learned a lot about fishing.
Thank you very much, Don. This is Don Leach, one of the board members on the Collection Agency Board, right? Over.
That is correct, Senator Bradley. I would like first to read a statement here from a man who just had to leave, Mr. Ed Darby, the manager of the Alaska Truck Center here in Anchorage. Ed and Mr. Darby and his firm of Alaska Truck Center, which is the International Harvester dealer here, is a client of mine in my repossession business, and he also uses other collection agencies here to collect quite occasionally large sums of money due to the Alaska Truck Center. I will read the statement that he wrote when he was unable to wait any longer. My name is Ed Darby, manager of Alaska Truck Center here in Anchorage. As a businessman in this area, I use collection agencies liberally in acquiring monies due me on open account, as well as any repossession services necessary. They are also extremely useful to me in an advisory capacity. I am here as a representative of the business community to amplify the wishes of our local collection agencies. It is important to me to keep the solving of local problems as local as possible. To revert the collection agency board to the Department of Commerce staff in this area is unsatisfactory to me for many of the reasons already stated. As important as collection agencies are to us businessmen, and as much classified information as we divulge in obtaining monies due us, it is extremely important that the reputation, background, and ethics of these agencies are actively and thoroughly investigated. And who better to do this than those in the streets? Thank you, Ed Darby. For myself, I would like to attempt to condense all of the information I brought down here, and I will refer back to the preliminary report of the State of Alaska, a performance review of the Collection Agency Board. This was dated And in this review, going to page 5, organization and function of the Collection Agency Board, it states, the Collection Agency Board was established established by the 1968 Section Laws of Alaska and exists under the provisions of Title 8, Chapter 24 of Alaska Statutes. The board consists of 5 members, 4 of whom are appointed by the governor. 2 of the appointees are public members, while 2 are licensees engaged in the collection agency business within the state. The 5th member is designated by the Commissioner of Commerce and Economic Development from his staff and has historically been the director of the Division of Occupational Licensing. Then at the last paragraph, the function of the board is primarily regulatory, mandated by Alaska Statute 08.24, period. Accordingly, the board has the authority to adopt rules and regulations necessary to enforce the statutes, make a complete investigation of applicants for licensure as a collection agency or operator, and inspect the records of collection agencies operating in the state. I read this to you from this report to establish the authority for a request that was made of myself as a board member nearly a year ago to investigate a certain collection agency and attempt to do an audit. I was requested to do this by the chairman of the board at that time, who at that time was Jim Engwall of Nome. I attempted to do this audit and couldn't complete it because the items necessary, which should have been in the agency, were not there. A report was made. Mr. Engwall sent this report to the Commissioner of Occupational Licensing at that time, and recommendations were made, several recommendations were made, nothing was done. While I was visiting Juneau the other day, I heard just hearsay that some of the House members, and I had no names, and it doesn't make any difference anyway at this point, who have already done sunset review of the collection agency board in the House, objected to the fact that a member of the a collection agency member would attempt to do the audit of another collection agency. This was specified and allowed in the Alaska statutes. Personally, I believe this is not a good idea. I believe that we should be able to make recommendations to a state paid investigator of the Department of Commerce before he goes to an audit, that we should talk to him about before he should go to do an audit, to advise him of what to look for rather than doing the audit ourselves. And I think that possibly some blame was placed on me because I did this, and I don't think that the House really approved of it, and I don't blame them for that, because at the time I didn't think it was such a good idea, but the statute is there to allow this. Going to the next page, report conclusion, page 6.
And that's just a matter of time.
States, in our opinion, no public need for the collection agency board has been demonstrated, and continuation of the board is not necessary to protect the public's health, safety, and welfare. Well, that might be true if you talk about their physical health, but if you talk there about their material wealth, the need is, I think, is amply demonstrated. However, licensing of collection agencies and operators and enforcement of this existing statutes, newly developed regulations governing the licensees is necessary and essential for the public's health, safety, and welfare. The Division of Occupational Licensing within the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, which already has the statute authority to do so, can perform these functions. That is not true. They cannot perform the functions for the simple reason that they do not have the personnel to do it, and in the past it hasn't been adequately funded. I had lunch today with one of the investigators of the Department of Commerce, insurance people here, and he stated to me that in one field alone, which is not the collection agency field, they have at this point 124 complaints before them that have not been investigated. How in the world, without a whole lot of new personnel, can this ever be done? So we can have to establish they have not been able to do it in the past. Why should they be able to do it in the future if they haven't done it in the past, unless they hire about $500,000 a year of new investigators? Going down to the third paragraph under report conclusion, it says investigation of complaints concerning collection agencies and operators has been unsatisfactory. That is true. There hasn't been anybody to investigate.
Just like with the credit union,
been there for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and nobody investigates them. If we in the business If we, as in the board, if we in the business continue as members of the board, we can do this, and it doesn't cost the state but a very, very few dollars, and they don't have to hire any new people to do it. No funding is required for that. We found that the collection agency accounting and other records are not being inspected by the board or their authorized agent. That's true again, because there's nobody in the board, the Department of Commerce, occupational licensing, there's nobody to do the investigation. They continue to pile up, the complaints pile up, and in some instances, our businesses are maligned and we can't answer for ourselves. The next paragraph, the collection agency board has not established formal goals. We have only been working actively since early 1977, and we have established some goals, one of which was to come up with a complete set of resolutions governing the operation of collection agencies. The basic state statutes were not conclusive enough, do not amplify enough the different things that an agency can or cannot do to be ethical and to be legal also. We spent a great deal of time and many meetings over about a 15-month period making up this, getting it as far as the Attorney General's office and getting it approved, so that we do have formal, we do have good formal procedures for operating a collection agency and stating things that we can do or cannot do. And going over several pages more, page 14, and this is complaints that were made. Number one says, one complaint has been filed with the Ombudsman's office concerning an agency reportedly failing to pay the complainant monies collected in his behalf. The complaint was found to be justified and was rectified. Well, that's that is probably not true if it is referring to my case. A complaint was made against my agency. A letter was written to the Ombudsman's office in Juneau that I had reported not paid a complainant monies collected. That is true. I didn't pay him. I still haven't paid him. And the last paragraph says a complaint was found to be justified and rectified. But the last part of the story was it wasn't justified and it wasn't rectified. I had sued the man who at one time was my client. I had sued him. Won a judgment against him in Superior in District Court. It was appealed to Superior Court. Again, the judgment was affirmed in my behalf. I executed on him numerous times. He was actually arrested on bench warrants for failure to appear in court on either two or three different occasions in Juneau. It never was, however, brought to Anchorage to answer the complaint in the matter. Finally, to get me off his back, he filed bankruptcy. That took care of my judgment against him. After he filed bankruptcy, then he wrote the letter to the Ombudsman's office complaining he hadn't been paid and attempted to get the money. This was heard before Dorothy Halland as a hearing officer, and upshot of that was, not that it was justified or rectified, because it wasn't. It was just left hanging in the air. Nothing was done on it. Okay, the second complaint is here, one complaint concerning a collection agency, which was filed with the Consumer Protection Section of the Attorney General's office, is currently before the State Supreme Court. That one has already been settled, and it was settled by the case being thrown out of court by the judge who handled the matter, and he said that the state statutes were too vague concerning what a collection agency could or could not do and be legal or be over the line of being illegal. This particular thing, since I'm well acquainted with the case this is one thing that needs to be addressed by a board over the next year. The state laws do need to be amplified on and do need to be made more precise into exactly what it takes to go over the line into the illegal and when an agency does it. And we are prepared to do that in the board. We were working on this at the time, and we have had no meetings now for quite some length of time. But if we're continued to allow to have meetings and go for another year, we can solve this particular problem. The state has spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on this particular case, all to get it to the place where the judge threw it out of court because the state statutes were too vague. This alone would be reason to continue this board for at least another year. And paragraph three here says, of the 13 cases which are currently open and are on file in the Division of Occupational Licensing, one was opened in 1972 and one was opened in 1973. Next paragraph, of the 32 cases on file in occupational licensing, which were closed between 1976 and March 1979, 14 were not complaints but just routine background checks. Eight of the remaining cases were closed without being satisfactorily resolved. I cannot understand how the Department of Occupational Licensing can say that they can do the job which the board is doing now in an advisory capacity here, if they haven't been able to do it in the past, not any of it, how in the world can they do it in the future? And going over to page 19, and this will be Appendix B, Investigation Statistics, it shows case description and complaints for 1979, 1978, 1977, and 1976. Okay, these are the times that the board, election agency board, has been actively doing something. Practicing without a license 1 in 79, and I believe that research will show that practicing without a license here was brought to the attention of the board by a member of the community, one of the bill collectors in Anchorage. 1978, we had another one, also brought by one of the collectors. 77, we had two. 1976, we had nine practicing without a license here. In just 1976, and this was the first year the board started operating, it seems that the figures alone show that when the board got operating, less people were practicing without a license. Okay, the licenses involved cost a considerable sum of money. They cost about $440 to begin with for a new applicant, and then they're $300 and some odd biannually after that. And the second paragraph of licensee violating statutes, in 79 we had one, 78 two, 77 one, and 76 four. I believe, I could be mistaken, but I believe that all of these were brought to the attention of the division by members of the industry. None of these were brought by audits of businesses. To my knowledge, there has been no audit of a collection agency in Alaska until ones that are ongoing now. There have been no audits since about 1971. In 1971, my agency was audited. It has never been audited since that. I would like to see it. I would like to see every agency audited every year. They need to be, just the same as every bank needs to be audited every year. Going down to alleged embezzlement or fraud by licensee, in 1979, there were two complaints of this. I do not know whether the members of the collection agency board brought this to the attention of occupational licensing or not. Since this report does not show the names of the ones that were the alleged criminals, I can't answer to that. But we do know of cases where definitely where this was happening, whether it has been caught up with or not. And 1977, we had a licensee using another licensee's business name. It took a lot of complaints for this to get rectified, but this particular matter has been rectified now, and it was rectified by a change of ownership of the agency, which was recent in the last year. And when we go to a synopsis of these things, we find that 1976, there were 16 different kinds of complaints, 1977, 12, 1978, 4, 1979, 0, and cases closed. Down at the bottom, and it shows that that since the board was operating, the board has had a real impact on governing the collection agencies and the problems that the collection agency business has brought out. I think I could talk for a long time on this, but I don't think I'll talk any longer. I will just say that we do not feel that the Department of Occupational Licensing can handle the investigative procedures that the board can do and has been doing, for the simple reason they do not have the manpower. And it appears to me that the legislature has two options in the matter of the collection agency board. Number one, that is, if they're going to fulfill the legislature's responsibility to their constituents, they can, number one, they can continue the board as it has been and funded for a total cost of $6,000-$7,000 a year, which is all that it has cost to keep it going, and we can provide all of this information free, our time free, to the legislature and the Collection Agency Board, Department of Commerce, or if they want to do the job to their constituents, they do have another option. They can go out and hire 8 or 10 new investigators, which I would guess each investigator would cost, by the time they pay his travel, probably $40,000 or $50,000 a year, and he can do the job that we would do. Certainly, an investigator, and the man I spoke with today and had lunch with, who is an investigator, newly hired by the Department of Commerce, he doesn't know where to start in his business unless somebody tells him where to start. And nobody in the collection agency business, nobody but a bill collector, is going to be able to tell an auditor how to find fraud, embezzlement, and so forth with another bill collector. Thank you for letting me take this time, Senator.
Thank you very much, Don, for your very informative, enlightening testimony. I, as an individual, and I speaking for the committee, concur with most of that. And if I had to vote right now, I would vote to continue the collection agency board. I can't speak for the other members. Are there any questions by other members of the committee? No questions. Okay, it's getting late, at least in Juneau, so I guess we'd better move on and see who else we have. Barbara, do we have anyone else in Anchorage? And thank you very much, Don. I'll see you soon.
Senator Al Shepard, Ken Batley, Dennis Ingstrom, and Henry Sisk decided to submit written testimony.
Fine. I guess they can hear me, can they not, Barbara?
They had to leave.
Oh, they had to leave.
Yes.
Is Mr. Leach still there? Over.
Yes, he is.
Don, would you please, if you can make contact with them, tell them to submit it as soon as they possibly can, and that we've got a deadline that we have to get all of these bills out, and if there are any further recommendations anyone has in regard to changes in the statutes, please include those, because that's what we have to include in the bill, whereby we continue or terminate any board, council, commission, or committee. Did you receive that information, Bob? Don, over.
I will do that, Senator, and contact these people, leave messages with their offices this afternoon. I expect to be out of my office tomorrow, in that I expect to be in Juneau with a small businessman who seemed to have an airplane coming to Juneau full of people tomorrow to go over what was gone over at Anchorage Westward a couple days ago.
Don, I'd recommend also, in regard to what you and I know, that the House has already decided, that you visit each of our members. Of course, they have the benefit of the testimony thus far, but that might take a little more convincing, in that the Occupational License Division has agreed with the other House. I'm hoping that the Senate will not, but as an individual, I must let the members make up their own mind. So it might be a good procedure to visit them personally. Sometimes you can accomplish more than just a teleconference or testifying before a committee. I guess I've said about enough, maybe too much, but I feel strongly about this, as you do, and we've got to win. Anyone else to testify at any network? Over.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. This is Mary Wasilla. We have Merritt C. Long representing the Matanuska Valley Collection Service. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please.
Senator Bradley, am I coming through, Rick?
Yes, you are. Please identify yourself, and you are a board member, I believe, are you not? Over.
I'm Merritt Long from the Matanuska Valley Collection Service. I am not a board member, not a collection, state collection board member, no.
Very well. Go ahead, Merritt. Over.
Merritt.
Merritt.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I want to take this opportunity to state my opposition to the sunsetting of the Collection Service Board now before the Senate Commerce Committee. I received a copy of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee report by Gerald Wilkinson, CPA, his analysis of the performance review of the Collection Board. I feel his report, generally speaking, is good. It gives exposure to some of the problems and his view of where the board is lacking. I have been licensed as a collector in the state of Alaska for 18 or 19 years. This is the first time I have been exposed to the accomplishments, finances, and the shortcomings of the board. The board has been in existence only since 1968 of that time. I disagree strongly with Mr. Wilkinson's conclusion. Prior to the formation of the Collection Agency Board, I recall licensing consisted of a state of Alaska business license. The license charge was minimal. Recognizing the need for regulation and the qualification standard for both operators and agencies, the current regulations were promulgated and adopted as I recall, by a combined effort of members of the collection industry of Alaska and the Alaska state government. It was my understanding the fees for operators and agencies were set by their current level, set at their current level, to furnish funding for the anticipated expenditures of the board and the functions of the board. This report is the first attempt to address the finances involved in the board. This report does not indicate the board had expenses from October 13, 71 to March 1477, therefore a financial plus for that period. The fact that they didn't meet, the meetings were not called by the OL at that time. Appendix A indicates an average yearly revenue of $7,500 rounded off, with expenditures over $15,000, with a net deficit of $7,800. This appears to be considerably out of balance with the response this report to this report on page 31B by James Engvall, chairman of the board, in which he states the board's entire budget for 1979-1980 to be $3,200. Under Appendix C, this report indicates the Collection Agency Board met on October 13, 71 and did not meet until, again until March 14, 77. Under Appendix B, Investigation Statistics, it indicates 14 of the 25 total complaints received by the board were received during the period the board would not, did not meet. In other words, where the occupational licensing portion was responsible for the licensing only, and that there was no board functioning. This report refers several times to the 8 unsatisfactorily resolved cases. I think Don Leach spoke to that and covered it very well. Also that some of these cases being quite old that were reported prior to the meeting of the board. And that of course makes it more difficult to get a resolution. It appears most of this occurred in the years the board did not convene. We can easily recognize the difficulty in trying to resolve the matter as it apparently was. I have been unaware of the complaints in 1979 and have been saddened of the seriousness alleged in the report. However, it is heartening to note the small number of complaints in relation to the business handled by the agency of the state. This report suggests that in the absence of the collection agency board, licensing can be handled satisfactorily by the DOL, as demonstrated from 1971 to 77. In another place, it indicates that this is not the function of the board. He indicates on page 6 that the collection agency accounting and the other records were not being inspected by the board, DOL, or authorization. Regarding this, he states that on page 32 of the report, DOL procedures require all board members to forward complaints without delay to the Division of Investigation for appropriate action. It is my understanding that the board should undertake investigation of complaints. A more proper function of the board might be to screen the complaints to dismiss those having little or no basis and passing on to the DOL chief investigator for appropriate action those complaints with foundation. Mr. Wilkerson is satisfied with the public notice, is dissatisfied, excuse me, with the public notice of board meetings to encourage public participation in the meeting. See recommendation number 4. And the bottom of recommendation number 4 is that this is a responsibility of the DOL, not the collection agency board. He neglects to offer an alternative which could encourage public participation.
We need to get Tim or something.
I'd like to refer page 6 again at page 7.
We're going to see now if he's in his office? We're going to see now if he's in his office or wait till tomorrow morning?
You might see that. Is that phone over there?
Findings here that the collection agency board did not operate and hold meetings between October 1371 and March 77. The licensing function did not suffer during this dormant period of the department, issued 40 licenses and 28 agency licenses. The board does have the authority to adopt rules and regulations necessary to effectuate the purposes of the Alaska Statute Title 8 of Chapter 24. The board did exercise this authority by formulating regulations regarding licensing, licensee, accounting requirement rules of professional conduct and general provision, which are currently in the process of being finalized. However, the board did not formulate regulations for repossession of collateral securities such as is practiced by towing companies when they repossess vehicles. It is my understanding that this is a new topic to the board recently, and they are presently addressing that. It isn't as though they're avoiding it. I also agree that the board has also has the authority, along with the department or other authorized agents, to inspect the records of collection agents. This authority, however, has not been exercised in that collection agency records are not being inspected by the department. The rest of his conclusion on recommendation 1, I disagree with. I disagree that it can better be handled by the occupational licensing section. Their past experience due to their internal problems have demonstrated that they can but that they, beyond the licensing, they have been unable to cope.
But,
I gotta take it to Billy Bird.
You, Billy Bird, you don't want to do it?
Yeah, I know it's true.
The recommendation that the Consumer Protection Agency section of the Department of Law be given the opportunity to fill a void if the election agency were dismissed is totally unacceptable as far as I can see. They have tried to write regulations in the past and I thought had done a very poor job of it, and I don't think that they're the right person to fill that position.
Can I have a 346?
Yes, 346.
I feel that the Consumer Protection Agency, because I'm opposed to them, because I feel that they are biased and in some respects unqualified, and to a degree possess a conflict of interest in the responsibility of the operation of the industry in Alaska, the protection industry. The public sector can best be served by responsible objective regulation of the business community, the collection industry being only one small part of that community, and it serves a very definite need. I have several other smaller objections to the points taken in this report. They have been answered by Don Beach and by Mr. Engvall in his report in the back of this, and I'm of the position that that the industry and the state and the people of the state are best served by the continuation of the board, and they do need a auditing tool. As Mr. Leach has suggested, I concur that, let me get the right paragraph here. Page 32 or 33, last two pages of the report, which indicate that their the investigation is better handled by somebody who can knows how to handle information to prepare a case for court action. And in summary, I would just like to see this collection board stay as it is. Is there any other questions of me at this time?
Any questions by members of the committee?
Yes.
Are no questions, Mary? However, I concur with a lot of what you said, and I speak again as an individual, chairman of the committee, but not for all members. You're right, there are many things that have been taken to the Consumer Protection Agency, and as long as the Attorney General is elected and he works only for the governor and can be fired by the governor, he won't be responsive to you or even the elected representatives. And I've had some problems there too. And we need to clean up our election boards. For the simple reason, I had a very brief investment in one. It went out of business soon afterwards, and I had some collections that were supposed to have been made, and the people they were collecting from have left the state, and and the individual running the collection agency has left the state, so I don't know if he collected anything or if I was to do anything or not. So a lot of them don't have the experience that you and I have, Mary. And I think that's the reason some rapid decisions have been made. And your testimony, I think, will help change that. I sincerely hope. I think some nods of the heads around here might agree with me. Thank you very much, Mary. Do we have anyone else to testify on the collection agency board? Over.
Senator Bradley?
Yes, Mary, go ahead.
Can I interject one thing that I know you must be totally aware of, but some of the others might not be, that I was alarmed at, and this is that alleged embezzlement of, for fraud or license. I'm sure you're aware that we as collection agencies have the trust of the creditor whose account we are trying to collect. And in so doing and servicing, we have to forward these accounts to other collection agencies, whether it be in the far portions of our state or in the South 48 state. And to think that there is a case of embezzlement or fraud within our industry grieves me no end. I certainly wouldn't want to forward any of my customers' accounts to anybody of this nature, and as soon as that can be resolved so that we can know what's been, who it is and how to handle it, it would help everybody concerned. So I would like to see that carried through. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your valuable testimony, Mary. Our collection agencies, I think we all realize, or should realize, provide a valuable and necessary service, but the operators of these agencies must be of impeccable character in that they can do as much harm as they do good. They probably have embezzled a lot of money and gotten away with it, and nobody, if you depend on the Department of Law to prosecute them, they wait so long, they've already left the state, if they do anything at all. Do we have anyone else to testify at any network? Over. Barbara Anchorage, do you have anyone? Over.
No, Senator, we do not.
Do you have any poll sites?
Wasilla is
Mary.
Yeah, just looking. Oh, Wasilla, Mary, do you have anyone else other than Mr. Merrick Long? Over.
Thank you, Senator. No, we have no one else.
Fairbanks, Maxine, do you have anyone? Over.
Fairbanks doesn't have anyone to testify.
Thank you. Once more, does any network have anyone to testify on the collection board, collection agency board? Over. I assume not. Therefore, the Commerce Committee has adjourned.